American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 213. Here is the translated text as follows. John Hodges. Can it be that your conduct may be separated from your actions and guilt may be fastened upon your actions, although the heart be innocent? Gentlemen, so solemnly, so deeply, so religiously, do I feel impressed with this principle that I know not how to leave the case with you. Although at the present moment it strikes my mind in so clear a light that I know not how to make it more clear. If this damnable prosecution should prevail, it would be the duty of the district attorney to instantly arraign General Bowie, one of the witnesses in this case, than whom a purer patriot never lived. Nay, half of Prince George's County would come within its baleful influence. Yet such is the law which the Chief Justice recommends to you. His associate does not concur with him. In this conflict of opinions, I should be entitled to your verdict, but I rest the case upon more exalted grounds. I call upon you, as you are honorable men, as you are just, as you value your liberties, as you prize your constitution, to say, and to say it promptly, that my client is not guilty. The verdict. The jury, without hesitating a moment, rendered a verdict of not guilty.